From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Good morning, I'm Ben Donnelly. This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 FM, WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. Your genuine jazz station and so much more, coming to you from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. We come on every Friday morning at 7:30 and talk to important people here in the Winston-Salem area about what's going on in their lives and going on in the area. And my guest this morning here in the studio is usually here in the studio anyway. We're talking to Baron Bruce.
Yeah, that would be me, folks. That would be me, yes.
He is known to you as the morning guy here on WSNC.
Right.
At least for the past, how long have you been doing that? It's about six months now?
Yeah, I've been doing right about 6 months. I know I started back at the beginning of the semester. 2017, and I've been doing it ever since, enjoying it ever since, too.
And Baron started out doing this. He was in a class here at Winston-Salem State for a media presentation.
Yes.
And we took advantage of his great radio voice to put him on, and his schedule to be able to put him on early in the morning.
Right.
But Baron, tell me a little bit about your background. Where are you from?
Okay. Originally, I'm from Long Island, New York.
Really?
I'm coming in out of Long Island, New York. My family and I, we were, home hunting, and we kind of passing through Winston-Salem. It was a friend of mine that asked me to stop through Winston-Salem and come in and to actually, take a look around the places. We were originally slated to move to South Carolina. Yeah, my wife and I, we were looking to move to South Carolina to buy a home in South Carolina. And we had this friend asked us to stop through the Winston area. And we just picked up a few realtors. The next thing I know, here we are.
Well, how long you been here?
I've been here for about 13 years now.
Really?
Yeah, it's been about 13 years now. And, I mean, it just paid off, big. The dividends just paid off big because I have my sons here. My youngest son, also a student here at Winston-Salem State University right now. He's a junior. He's here with the choir with Dr. Burke.
Oh.
So, yeah, so, we're just trying to keep it all in the family at this point.
Do you commute together?
No. He's staying off campus. He has his apartment off campus. Click, click. And he's right now, he's really enjoying himself. You know, me, myself, I am a student here as well. I'm a senior that I'll be graduating come the fall semester of this year, 2017.
What's your major?
My major is communications.
Okay, that makes
surprisingly
sense. Just checking. We end up with a lot of students here at the station from various backgrounds at the university. And, of course, we have community volunteers, all kinds of people coming in. We try to keep everybody involved.
Right.
Man, it's great to have you here. You've been doing a great job.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I started out with SU radio here, with the student-run radio, just to kind of get my feet wet, get myself familiarized with the station and learn the staff. The staff has been great as far as, accommodating the students here, teaching us as far as, the technical aspects of radio. So we really enjoyed ourselves doing it. Personally, I have really enjoyed it. I mean, I'm actually out here doing what I'm looking to get into, and come on, where else could I have found a better opportunity to do that?
Well, we're glad to have you here again. Tell me a little bit about what you were talking before about some of the other stuff that you're involved in downtown. You're teaching a class for podcasting.
Oh, right. Down in Innovation Quarter here, downtown Winston-Salem, Innovation Quarter, Forsyth Tech Studies. We are running a podcast workshop. A podcast workshop for the middle school students here in Winston-Salem. The proprietor of that would be Tanya Sheffield. She's located in the Innovation Quarter in Forsyth Tech, and that will be taking place on July the 10th. We will be starting at our podcast class on July the 10th. It will involve, training as far as for the students to keep them abreast of technology, how to use their cell phones for other than gaming or just texting, but that these guys can actually do a full podcast and broadcast on their social media pages, YouTube, Instagram, or what have you. And we're also going to be taking that into a film work study to teach them the art of videography.
How do people get involved in that? How do students get involved?
Okay, all they'd have to do is come down. Either they can come down to the Innovation Quarter. It is free and open to the public. Those guys can come down. They can just see the director there, who will just send them right into Miss Sheffield, and she can get them signed up. Or they can also contact Forsythe Tech. They can contact Forsythe Tech by logging on to, I believe it's ForsytheTech.org. They can log on to that as well and get information on the program.
Okay. At the very least, they can Google.
Google. Tech.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Google.
Yeah. But what else are you involved in? And how did you get involved in that anyway?
That just kind of fell out of the sky on me. You know, through my studies here in communications, Professor Russing had introduced me to Tanya Sheffield. I was originally the videographer for the commencement exercises. I worked with her, directly worked under her at the commencement exercises, kind of interning, so to speak, at the commencement exercises for Winston-Salem State the fall of 2016 and the spring commencement for 2017. And we kind of formed this relationship, and she's the one who actually turned me on to the different entities that she has going on in her production studies.
That is very interesting. Well, I'm also interested in you are a non-traditional student here.
I'm a non-trad student. This is what really baffles me about how I got into this whole thing, because I just decided one day to just, you know, go to college. I said, I'm going to go back to school.
I was
going to
ask you about that. What were you doing when you decided?
Working. I was working, you know, and I said, well, wait a minute. I had something to say. I've been saying this to my wife constantly. I have something to say, but I need a soapbox or something to be
outlet.
Able to do this. An outlet, right. And I said, the best way to do that is going to be through education. I got to get out here and, you know, put myself in a position to where I can actually have that outlet in order to speak and say what it is that I want to, you know, get out there. It's not here yet. I'm pretty sure it's coming.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's going to be great, folks. You better listen in.
Mind if I ask what you were working, doing when you made that decision?
Prior to that, I was a supervisor for downtown Winston Transit, for Winston-Salem Transit Authority, when I actually decided to engage. I would see the students pass through the terminal there. And, you know, and I was always wondering, you know, we have these the buses, we have them go to the college, and it's a constant flow going back and forth to the college. And everyone seemed to be, doing something. And me, personally, I felt like I wasn't really doing anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as a supervisor, you know, you're doing a lot, but it wasn't what I wanted to do.
And there's only so far that you can rise in those ranks.
Right, right, right. And I felt that, you know, when you get that feeling that you say, man, there's so much more to life that, you know, if you don't feel like you're really into what you're doing, then you're just kind of spinning your wheels. And I said, maybe I need a change. Maybe I really need to do something different. And I knew that by going back to school, coming over to join on with Winston-Salem State University, that they would give me the opportunity to actually start to fulfill my dreams. And right now, I'm fulfilling my dream right now. I'm on radio.
Yeah.
Come on. It doesn't get any better than this.
And the best radio station that
exactly.
you've ever heard.
Yes. Yeah, so. The best radio station, WSNC, Genuine Jazz, 90.5 FM.
Yes, Jazz. Just checking.
Yes.
Just keeping up on you.
Yeah.
You mind if I ask how old you are?
I am 50 years old. I will
really?
Be 51 years old in July.
You're well preserved for
I try. I try, man. I said I got to keep myself in shape for the things to come, because I know something's coming. I don't know what it is, but I got to be ready when it does.
Well, we're talking to Baron Bruce, who is the morning guy, among other things, here at WSNC.
Ooh.
We'll be back with him and some more in just a few moments. Make sure you stick around. You're listening to WSNC and Try It in Focus here on 90.5.
On this week's On the Media, why the families of black people killed by police feel they must speak of what black people know.
The system continues to fail black people, and they will continue to fail you all. And you'll be standing up here fighting for justice just as well as I am.
And what white people need to know. On the next On the Media from WNYC.
this evening at 7 on 90.5 WSNC.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, when you're considered too black to be Latino and too Latino to be black.
We are just now coming to grips with the fact that it is not a contradiction to be both black and Latino. Like, this is not inherently contradictory at all.
When checking one box only is not an option. That's next time on Latino USA.
Monday at 7:30 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 FM WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host, and right now we're here every Friday morning from 7:30 until 8 a.m. talking to important people in the Winston-Salem area about what's going on in their lives and going on in the area, trying to keep you informed. My guest this morning for the second half of Try It in Focus, we got James Perry from the Winston-Salem Urban League here. How are you doing again?
Doing well. Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
We've been having you pretty much every final Friday of every month just to keep us updated on what's going on with the Urban League. So what's happening?
Well, lots of wonderful things. But one of the things I want to talk about this morning is our Snap Out Hunger initiative. And so this is an exciting initiative to help folks who don't have enough food in their refrigerator. You know, one of the challenges I think that a lot of people know about here in Winston-Salem and throughout Forsyth County is that we do struggle with hunger, and particularly seniors struggle with hunger. And so we have an initiative at the Urban League to help people sign up for SNAP vouchers. You know, so SNAP is the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. A lot of people know it as food stamps. Mm-hmm. And so we help people sign up for the program. It's a completely free process that we help out with. And one of the issues is that sometimes people think that they don't qualify. Sometimes people don't want to sign up because they think, oh, it's food stamps and, you know, I don't want to do it. And, you know, maybe, you know, this isn't the right thing for me.
You might have some preconceived ideas about it.
That's right. You know, but one of the messages that we want to send is that particularly for the generation that we're talking about, this is a generation that has served this country. This is a generation that represented this country sometimes in Vietnam, sometimes in World War II. And so what we're really talking about is a generation that led this country and that has given to this country. And so the country is okay with giving just a little bit of help. Right. And that's what we're really talking about. And so sometimes folks feel a little bit too proud. And so this is an atmosphere that we're talking about where we're saying it's OK. And we're going to respect your dignity and make sure that you get some food in your refrigerator. Give us a call. Our phone number is 336-725-5614. It's a woman named Abio Harris who runs the program, and she's extremely helpful. You won't meet a friendlier person, and she'll walk you through the process. So it's 725-5614 again, and we'll walk you through the process.
And so this is connecting people who need the service and may not have it with the SNAP program.
That's right. That's right. And you know, in the end, folks get signed up for the program, and you know, so if you're looking at your refrigerator right now and you don't have fresh vegetables and fresh groceries in the refrigerator, you don't have you know, meat and sausage, and you're thinking what's going to be for breakfast. This is a way to make sure that every morning you have something to eat in your refrigerator.
Is there a website?
Yeah. So our website is www.wsurban.org. And so you can go to the website and learn about the program, and we're happy to help out. And so, again, it's Abio Harris who's the person who runs that program.
If you just tuned in, this is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm your host, Ben Donnelly. I'm talking to James Perry, who is from the Winston-Salem Urban League. And we're getting updated on what's going on around there. What is your title there?
I'm the CEO.
Okay.
Yeah, they were crazy enough to give me that title. So,
do they give you the responsibilities and the?
Unfortunately, they sure did.
Now, you were just telling me that you just got into town a little late.
I did. So a crew of us from the city went to Cincinnati to look at some of the things that they're doing in terms of economic development, and particularly around food opportunities. And so it was a great delegation of developers, of investors, and of city officials. And so the mayor was one of those folks who went on that trip. And we just got in yesterday evening. And so we learned about the way that Cincinnati has turned itself around using some support from government, some support from private investors, but there are specific tools that were useful. And so obviously Winston-Salem has made leaps and bounds in the last decade and a half. And we're thinking about what's next. What are the next steps? And so we're studying other cities to see what our next steps will be. And so we're so excited. And I think you're going to see some really great things coming out of that group over the next few months, weeks, and years.
Any preview of what we've got coming up?
I'm gonna keep those close, because I want to be careful not to overpromise until folks are ready to talk about those exciting
initiatives. Very wise. Yeah. But hopefully we'll find out about that.
Absolutely.
In the near future.
Absolutely.
What else is going on at the Urban Link right now?
Well, so you know, one of the interesting bits of data is that the and this relates to that SNAP program in an odd way, is that the fastest rising group who are getting sexually transmitted diseases, oddly enough, are seniors. Mm. Because I think seniors presume that they don't have to worry about it. Everybody's active. And so I want to talk about, not just for seniors, but for everybody, another interesting program that we have at the Urban League. It's our Posse program. It's supported by Forsyth County. And this is a program that happens every Tuesday. And you can stop by on Tuesdays from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Urban League. And this is, we're located at Trade and Fifth. Our official address is 201 West Fifth Street. But this program runs out of our door that opens on the Trade Street side. And you can stop over and you can get free testing for sexually transmitted diseases. And so, usually people, I think historically, have referred to these as STDs. People now say STIs, because these are actually infections, sexually transmitted infections. And so we offer free testing. And so this is for every kind of STI that you can think of. And, you can get these tests anonymously. And this is a great service that we offer in partnership with Forsyth County. And one of the things that I'm really proud of is that we offer the plurality of tests for HIV and AIDS. And in this county, we've seen a dramatic reduction of the number of HIV and AIDS cases, new cases, over the last several years. And it's in large part because of the number of tests that we're able to do. And so
when did you say that's available?
So it's available on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, every week. And it happens from 10 to 2 p.m. And so come on by. It's absolutely free and again, anonymous. Come in, you do the testing, and no obligation. You don't pay anything or anything like that, and walk in, walk out. And that's it. It only takes a few minutes, very short period of time. And so we just want to make sure that folks know about this opportunity, and that we continue to take this step to reduce the spread of HIV and AIDS in the community. And, particularly this idea that seniors are one of the fastest rising populations contracting, particularly, and not so much HIV and AIDS, but other STIs. I want to make sure that everyone knows, A, to wrap it up, but B, to get tested. So.
Well, we're talking to James Perry from the Winston-Salem Urban League here on Try It and Focus on 90.5. I'm your host, Ben Donnelly. We will be back in just a few moments. Make sure you stick around. We're going to be here until 8 o'clock here on WSNC.
Boogaloo legend Joe Cuba was a leader in the Latin soul movement in New York. The hits, the storytelling, This guy was very cool. Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Join me this week as we celebrate Joe Cuba on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
This evening at 7 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. I am Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. talking to important people in the Winston-Salem area. And the important person that we're talking to today is James Perry. He is the CEO of the Winston-Salem Urban League. Again, thanks for coming in.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
We were talking off the air a little bit about you just got back from a trip to Cincinnati, research for what you're going to be doing here in Winston-Salem. Tell me a little bit more about I had mentioned that I lived in Cincinnati about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're saying about 20 years ago they started changing with a program. Tell me a little more about that.
Yeah. Well, so it's a really fascinating city because they had a murder of a young African American man about 20 years ago, and it really sparked a change in the city. And so one of the many things that they did was to create a nonprofit organization called 3CDC, which focused on revitalizing downtown. And so it took that organization about 10 years to really get its footing. But after that 10 years, it really just took off. And it ended up making about $1.2 billion in investments in downtown. And so those investments are amazing. They ended up supporting 1,000 restaurants. They ended up supporting a new hotel. They ended up supporting I think about just under 400 apartment units, about 900 condominium units. They've redevelopped, I think it's about four or five parking garages, the majority of which are underground. And then there are, I think, four municipal parks. And they control these parks and hold huge, wonderful, exciting events at the parks. And so, you know, sometimes it's the New Year event every New Year. But when we were in town, they had reggae night at one park, and at another park they had family movie night. And family movie night had about 3,000 people.
Wow.
And reggae night had another 3,000 people. And so it was just a really thriving environment, and it had become really clear that communities that that either had been blighted or were transforming from having been blighted had been fully affected by the work that this organization had done and by the way that the city had come together. And so it also helped us to know that Winston-Salem was on the right track and that we had the right ideas and that we were moving in the right direction. But it told us about new and different tools that we can use here in Winston-Salem. So I think so many of us left inspired and thinking about what's next and for this wonderful city.
That's great to hear. This is Triad in Focus on 90.5 WSNC. I'm talking to James Perry. I'm Ben Donnelly. What else is happening at the Urban League? I know you always have tons of stuff happening.
Yeah. So one of the things that I want to tip people off about, and this is literally just a tip, it is that in the next few weeks we're going to release a report, and this report is a playoff of something that the National Urban League does. The National Urban League every year for almost 40 years has released a report called The State of Black America. And it details every year how African Americans are doing in America, and it presents it from a data perspective, right? It says this is exactly how folks are doing from year to year, and where we need to do better, and and you know, it gives us our priorities. So we said, well, wouldn't it be amazing if we did the same thing here in Winston-Salem and Forsyth County? It would allow us to internally set priorities, but also to assist elected officials and community leaders and corporate leaders as they set priorities. So we're doing just that. And the report is really close to finished. And so in about 2 weeks, we're going to release that report. And so I wanted to whet people's appetites and to let them know to start thinking about it, because it's going to certainly guide our programming and our focus going forward. We're going to focus on education. We're going to focus on economic and asset economic opportunities and asset building. We're going to focus on social rights and social justice and civil rights. And we're going to look at health and wellness. The one piece of data that I'll share at this early point is that we found that African Americans in Winston-Salem make only 62 cents for every dollar that white residents make. So it's up by just a tad bit over the previous year, mm-hmm. but it still is it's a much lower amount, right? So so the question becomes, how do we bridge that gap, right? And how do we make sure that we have fairness for every resident in the community? And so when we look at every single category and we think about it, then it becomes really interesting as we set priorities for the organization.
Now, I heard a statistic a few years ago that Winston-Salem was near the bottom of the country as far as the ability of people to rise out of poverty and to rise up. Are you familiar with that coming out?
I am. Poverty is a real challenge here, it's interesting that you say that. It's one of the quarrels that I've had with some of the conversations about hunger. Right. As much as we're working on hunger at the Urban League, sometimes people will talk about hunger and put it in a silo. But I think that the data that we've seen about hunger is really an indicator for an overall set of problems that we have in the community, and particularly poverty. And if someone is hungry, if someone doesn't have enough food in their refrigerator, what it really means is that we have a fundamental poverty problem. And the real question for the community, regardless of race, is how we lift the entire community out of poverty. And it's a really broad and difficult issue.
But I'm sure it's something that you end up dealing with a lot. Really.
I lose sleep over it constantly. I mean, and fundamentally, it is it's the core reason why, for instance, a group of people will go to Cincinnati and see what they're doing and how they're doing it, because there's so many parts of how you battle the issue, because you need job opportunities, you need companies, you need growth, you need small jobs that pay moderate amounts, you need big jobs that pay huge amounts, you need new housing opportunities, you need big houses, affordable houses, you need everything. It's a real ecosystem that ensures that you have opportunity in communities.
Well, you'll be back again probably in a month from now.
That's right.
And it's great to have you here, James.
Excited to be here every time.
James Perry, CEO of the Winston-Salem Urban League, our guest here on Triad in Focus on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. We're out of time for this week. We'll have James back again, of course, in the near future. Make sure you stick around. We got great jazz, great programming, all kinds of local programming now here on WSNC. Go to WSNCradio.org for more information on that. WSNCradio.org/Triad and Focus for archived editions of this program and much more. Stick around. Of course, we've got... what have we got? We've got Democracy Now! Coming up next here on WSNC, so stick around.
On this week's On the Media, why the families of black people killed by police feel they must speak of what black people know.
The system continues to fail black people, and they will continue to fail you all. And you'll be standing up here fighting for justice just as well as I am.
And what white people need to know. On the next On the Media from WNYC.
This evening at 7 on 90.5 WSNC. 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.
Hi, this is Edgar Menendez, your host for Latin Fusion. I'll bring you the best of Latin music, salsa, bachata, merengue, and more. Tune us in every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on 90.5 FM WSNC.